The three kingdoms of multicellular organisms are the animals, the plants, and the fungi. Of these, fungi are the least familiar to most people. We frequently encounter fungi as mold on our bread or mildew on our stored clothing. But there's much more to fungi than mold and mildew. The fungus kingdom includes a great variety of organisms. Five kingdoms of life, the fungi. Characteristic of all fungi is their absorptive nutrition. A fungus secretes digestive enzymes into its surroundings, dissolving organic materials. Then its cells absorb molecules of digested food. Like animals, then, fungi are heterotrophs, living on food produced by other organisms. Animals, however, typically eat their food and then digest it. This is called ingestive nutrition, as opposed to the absorptive nutrition of fungi. Fungi feed on a wide variety of organic materials. Familiar fungi feed on decaying materials or on living materials. Those that feed on living organisms are parasitic fungi. Like the athlete's foot fungus, which feeds on living human tissues. Those that feed on decaying materials are called saprobic fungi. By dissolving very complex molecules, these fungi are important in freeing up chemical components that may then be utilized by other organisms. As these fungi break down this forest litter, for example, the minerals it contained become available to the roots of plants. Fungi typically secrete their digestive enzymes through filaments called hyphae. The cells strung together in these hyphae may or may not be separated by cross walls called septa. Many hyphae, like those shown here, have incomplete septa through which cytoplasm can pass between cells. Whether in a log, a human foot, or a piece of bread, fungal hyphae typically penetrate a substrate and produce a network called a mycelium. Often, a mycelium is formed from fused hyphae that are much more conspicuous than single filaments. From the mycelium of a fungus grow its spore-bearing structures, such as these mushrooms. Variations in producing their reproductive spores are important factors in the classification of fungi. Taxonomists agree on four separate phyla of fungi: the zygomycetes, deuteromycetes, basidiomycetes, and ascomycetes. Many taxonomists also include the lichens as a separate phylum. A lichen is made up of a symbiotic association between a fungus and algae, or photosynthetic bacteria, so it actually includes organisms of two kingdoms. The zygomycetes include many molds, such as rhizopus, the common black bread mold. The black dots seen here are sporangia that contain asexual spores. Like all the zygomycetes, rhizopus hyphae have no crosswalls between cells except for those that separate reproductive structures from the rest of the organism. Sexual reproduction of zygomycete molds occurs less commonly than asexual reproduction. When hyphae of two different mating strains come into contact, they form side branches tipped with specialized cells. Pairs of these cells fuse, combining their nuclei and cytoplasm, and producing spiky zygospores. Spores, whether asexually or sexually produced, are dispersal structures of all fungi, but the actual method of dispersal varies. One zygomycete, Palobolus, shoots its spores. Palobolus grows on the dung of herbivores, such as horses. A transparent swelling below the sporangium is a natural lens that responds to changes in the angle of light by turning to keep the sporangium pointed directly at the sun. In mid-morning, the swelling explodes and sends the sporangium sailing up to 2 meters away. Since the sporangium is aimed at the sun, it is not likely to fall directly back on the dung. More likely, it will adhere to a blade of grass. If that grass is eaten by another herbivore, the sporangium will break up in the animal's digestive system, and spores will be deposited with its dung in another area. The ascomycetes are a large and diverse phylum, classed together because of a shared feature called the ascus, a structure in which their sexually produced spores occur. In this cup fungus, spore-bearing asci are packed vertically on the inner surface of the cup. This cross-section of a cup shows spores inside the tubular asci. Most of these asci contain 8 spores, due to the sequence of events following sexual reproduction of the fungus. During conjugation, nuclei of 2 mating strains are paired. Each pair of nuclei then fuses into 1 zygote nucleus. This zygote nucleus is diploid, meaning it has 2 sets of chromosomes, 1 set from each parent strain. The diploid nucleus undergoes meiosis, producing 4 haploid nuclei. In most cases, each of these undergoes mitosis, yielding 8 nuclei. Each of these nuclei becomes an ascospore. The ascus is simply the wall that surrounded the original pair of fused nuclei. It holds together till the ascospores are ready to be discharged. The familiar yeast used by brewers and bakers is an unusual fungus because it grows as a unicellular organism producing no hyphae. However, mycologists have determined that yeast is an ascomycete, because during its sexual phase it produces ascospores. Like all fungi, yeast uses absorptive nutrition. It feeds on sugar and produces carbon dioxide and alcohol as byproducts of metabolism. Bakers depend on the bubbles of carbon dioxide to make bread rise, and brewers depend on the alcohol. More conspicuous ascomycetes include morels, a favored food of mushroom hunters. A morel's surface convolutions are lined with asci, so morels produce an enormous number of spores. Some fungal diseases are caused by ascomycetes. These parasites often have complex life cycles coordinated with the life cycle of their host. During summer, this apple scab fungus lives as a parasite on living tissue. In autumn, it will fall to the ground with the apples. During the winter, it lives as a saprobe on dead apple tissue. There, it produces asci that discharge spores upward in early spring and infect the tree's new growth. A blight that destroyed huge forests of American chestnuts in the early 1900s was an ascomycete fungus brought into the country on Chinese chestnut trees, which are somewhat resistant to the fungus. Some native chestnut stumps still produce shoots that bear fruit, as shown here. Plant geneticists hope to use these survivors to develop resistant strains of native trees. The fungus phylum we usually associate with the term mushroom is the basidiomycetes. The basidiomycetes are named for the basidia on which their spores occur. A basidium typically looks like a club with 4 spores attached to its end. Basidia line the gills of gilled mushrooms and the pores of poor mushrooms. They're packed in enormous numbers on these extensive surfaces. A puffball which contains its basidia on interior tubes may produce more than 5 trillion spores. These spores can travel great distances on air currents. Probably only a small proportion of the spores will germinate, and of those, only a few will grow and reproduce. The basidiomycetes vary widely. Bird's nest fungi produce basidia within globular pouches held in a cup, often called a splash cup. Drops of rainwater splash into these cups, releasing coiled springs of tissue that propel the pouches away from the cup. Many basidiomycetes are parasites of plants. These include the smuts, so named for their sooty spores. Corn smut, an important agricultural pest, produces lumpy growths on tassels, ears, and stalks. The rust fungi are also parasites. Many of them have life cycles that occur on two or more separate hosts. Cedar apple rust parasitizes apple trees in the summer and red cedar trees in the winter. The spores produced on apples infect only cedars, and the spores produced on cedars infect only apples. If farmers remove red cedars from the vicinity of their apple orchards, the fungus cannot complete its life cycle, and it disappears. Many fungi, such as the penicillium, shown here, growing on an orange, are classed as deuteromycetes. The deuteromycete phylum contains all the fungi among which sexual reproduction has not been observed. How do the deuteromycetes reproduce? Many, like penicillium and aspergillus, produce asexual conidiospores on specialized hyphae. While penicillium is a beneficial fungus from which antibiotics are derived, aspergillus may cause health problems if its spores are breathed into the lungs. The athlete's foot fungus is a parasitic deuteromycete, and one species of penicillium produces the chemical most effective in killing athlete's foot. Some deuteromycetes are not so much parasites as predators. Arthrobotrys is a soil fungus whose loops of hyphae ensnare passing nematodes. Other hyphae grow into the trapped animal, and fungal enzymes dissolve its tissues. Many associations occur between fungi and organisms of other kingdoms. Lichens are symbioses between fungi and various photosynthetic cells, usually either green algae or cyanobacteria. Lichen fungi ordinarily obtain all their organic nutrients from their algal partners. Most fungi involved in lichen partnerships are actually ascomycetes, but many mycologists classify lichens as a separate phylum, based on the symbiotic nature of the entire group. The ascomycetous lichens produce spores as shown in this section, but these spores can produce new lichens only if they come into contact with algal cells upon germinating. For lichens, a much more successful method of dispersal than spores is the release of soredia. A soredium is a packet of hyphae wrapped around one or more algal cells. This dispersal method keeps the symbiosis intact. When a soredium released by a lichen lands on a barren substrate, such as a rock, the fungus needs only to attach itself and begin immediately absorbing food made by the alga. As the algal cells multiply, the fungal mycelium grows. The exposed mycelium of a lichen gets some minerals from its substrate, but it also absorbs some from rainwater or mist. This is part of the reason lichens are sensitive to chemical changes in the atmosphere. A change in the growth rate of lichens in a given area can alert environmental scientists to changes in air quality. In the Arctic tundra, lichens are among the major food producers. Some lichens are called reindeer moss because reindeer and caribou feed on them during part of the year. While fungi by themselves never produce food directly, they may have an enormous effect on the growth of green plants. Soil fungi attach to the roots of many plants with specialized hyphae called ectomycorrhizae, meaning external fungal roots. This cross-section of a pine root shows a mass of hyphae protruding. The fungi dissolve and absorb soil nutrients that can be taken up directly by the plant for structural growth. The fungi, in turn, utilize some organic compounds produced by the plant. These are endomycorrhizae, in which fungal hyphae are enclosed within plant root cells. Here, there's a delicate chemical give and take in which the hyphae dissolve and use plant compounds, and the plants dissolve and use fungal compounds. Most orchids require infection by one of these fungi to induce germination of their tiny seeds and growth of their seedlings. Botanists, mycologists, and soil scientists are discovering that root systems of entire forests are impregnated with symbiotic fungi that help the growth of the trees. These mycorrhizae help illustrate how the fungi and the other kingdoms are intertwined.